And with that, good evening. We started last week with a new topic, Hakaras HaTov. And as I mentioned last week, you know, people want a magic trick to be happy. And I don't blame people for wanting a magic trick to be happy. I want to be happy. Who doesn't want to be happy? Life, when you're bitter, when you're morose, when you're sad, it's just not as pleasurable. And you don't function as well. You don't thrive. You cope at best. Right? People who are not happy are not thriving. And the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to thrive. He wants us to walk in. It doesn't make a difference of dark days, cold days, traffic days, non-traffic days. He wants us to be happy every single day. Right? That is how a Jew should be living. It bothers me nothing more than to hear a Yid. Of course, you know, there are days and there's a bracha, there are days that are tragic. Okay, that's a different story. Not talking about tragedy, God forbid. But the average day, more than the average day, the 99% days of a person's life, they should be happy. We should be walk with a smile, not only on our face, but in our heart as well. We should appreciate life. We should appreciate the people we're around. We should be happy to be alive. We should have the strength, because if you're not happy, it saps your strength at some level. And you don't have the koyach. I remember someone who was in my office recently. I don't have the koyach. They didn't say, they weren't so yeshivish. They didn't say, I don't have the koyach. They said, I don't have the strength to do this. They were a physically healthy, strong person. Well, we didn't have the strength. They were sad. And if you're sad, you don't have the strength. Your coping skills, when you're down and you're out, are a lot less. So we want to be happy. However, happiness is a product, is a byproduct of other things. What we discussed in our first lecture series about patience and not getting angry. And when a person gets angry, they can be in a bad mood for hours, for days. They can be grump. I was reading my son's yesterday, Dovi and the Surprise Guests, highly recommended for boys ages 2 to 6. And for girls, it was ages 3 to 8. Why the difference? Ask me later. Okay? So, there's Grumpy Gamal. So, whenever I read to my children about Grumpy Gamal, it's a camel, Gamal like the camel. So, I said, Grumpy Gamal! And my son's like, it's hysterical. Grumpy Gamal. Who wants to be around Grumpy Gamal? Right? You're an angry, grumpy person. People don't like you, and you don't like yourself. It's not good to be an angry, grumpy Gamal. Okay? That we discussed the first time. Last week I said even more important at some level is the beautiful trait of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude. That if a Jew can walk around this world having gratitude, being thankful, we discussed Harry Miller ate an apple and how appreciative he was. If we look at the people around us and we appreciate their gifts, if we look at Hashem's constant gifts to us, if we have gratitude, if somebody gives us so much and we appreciate that, the little inconveniences in life don't bother us. But if we don't have gratitude, then we could be very bothered and we could even be sad in life. We pointed out that when somebody gives you a gift, they should, in general, if unless it's embarrassing, for example, charity, which is embarrassing to a person to receive it, they should tell you, not for their sake, but for your sake, because gratitude is not an act of piety. It's not something that belongs to the worlds of the Chafetz Chaims or the Rebbetzin Kanyevskis or the Reb Chaim Eizers or the Reb Moshe Feinsteins. Gratitude is an obligation for everyone, all of us, for everyone in this world. Right? It's fundamental. Hashem wants us to have appreciation. Right? All of you can see me. All you can hear me. What an unbelievable thing. I mean, Hashem wants us to appreciate that. Right? Hashem wants us to appreciate the gifts. And if we appreciate the gifts, it changes our whole Weltanschauung. Our whole Hashkafas Achayim is very, very different. Not only should we make sure to realize that we have an obligation to have gratitude, but to realize that gratitude is not only, I mentioned a tremendous fallacy, most people at best, and this is because they have reminders, good, you know, people, they look at you, how come I'm not saying thank you? Or certainly a husband who doesn't appreciate their wife, he deserves to be, you know, hinted at. Right? People remind you, parents, you know, a parent will only give a kid so much, hopefully, until without the kid saying thank you. And then they say, well, new. Right? You know, that's good education. Children, that's the, we'll get there. I mean, children need to have gratitude. You can't, that has to be, if they're not raised with gratitude, that's an awful thing. Right? So, we sometimes at best imagine gratitude towards human beings. But I mentioned last week, it's a tragedy, but most of us don't have gratitude towards Hashem. Religious Jews, I don't care how long the sheitel or payas or no payas or the skirt and stockings, religious Jews walk around without gratitude. And how do I know this? Because I see what motivates people to daven. Now again, as I mentioned last week, of course if a person wants something, they should daven to Hashem. If they want to get married, if they want to have children, if they want to be healthy, if they want to, reestablish relationship, if they want to get it, have a good living, cry to Hashem! Cry! Hashem wants us to cry to Him. But how about, I said it's crazy, people's whole relationship to prayer is a tragedy in life. It should be they walk into Hashem,
Ma'ideh Ani Lefanecha. That's human nature. That doesn't make it right. But that's human nature.
So have gratitude that that's not us.
the person who needs them will get them.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you that it's human nature, and therefore, if you don't have gratitude towards humans, you won't have gratitude to Hashem. But it's still incredulous for a religious Jew, for an observant Jew, a God-believing, God-fearing Jew, not to have gratitude towards Hashem, and it's detrimental to a relationship to Hashem. Because if we'd walk around with gratitude, our prayers would be different. How about when we wake up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem. You read the stories about the righteous. Right? They work Adon Olam Hashem, and they feel it. It's pulsating through their blood. Ma'ideh Ani Lefanecha, you wake up in the morning, thank you Hashem. You say a bracha on the rosh shop, on a good sandwich. Right? Bug free. Thank you.
No bugs.
Bug free in the rosh shop. You say that Hamotzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz. It's not because you're appreciating what you have and you bench. I look at people when they bench. Sometimes I can't understand the bracha min ha'Torah. Bracha min ha'Torah. Benching is the one bracha that's for sure biblical, according to all opinions. Actually, the three brachas that are for sure bracha. Right? How? Where's the gratitude? People can be looking around, spacing out. Did I bench? Did I not bench? Benching. I mean, if we would appreciate the gifts that Hashem gives us, right, our health, our relationship to Hashem would be much different. Right? It would be so much different. And we said that gratitude, even kaviyachol, God has gratitude towards us and requites us for our gratitude. God appreciates the good that we do. So gratitude is that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned, could not have hit the river for the blood and the frogs, nor hit the ground to cause the kinim, not because the ground in an inanimate thing would have recognized any difference, but Moshe Rabbeinu, the sensitivity that he had to have towards gratitude, that actually necessitated himself not to hit the well from where he drank. It's so crucial, gratitude. It's so important to have gratitude. And we mentioned that in human dynamics, in human relationships, it's kamayim panim al panim. When we have gratitude towards others, it increases, it feeds the relationship. For example, we mentioned a married couple. Right? If you are in a married couple, if in the beginning it's, oh, thank you, please, please, thank you, I appreciate you, and you didn't let it dissipate over years, right? You don't appreciate the gifts of what it means to be married, of what your spouse does for you, that's going to affect your marriage. Right. It's going to affect your marriage. A person who doesn't appreciate what it means to have children, they won't appreciate their children. A person who doesn't appreciate what it means to have parents, never say to the parents, thank you to the parents, till they come, I told them to come for yard sale tonight, you know? Right. That's a tragedy, and it affects the relationship. All relationships, if you don't stop to appreciate it, you don't stop to enjoy it, you'll lose the preciousness of it, the realization of how valuable it is, and sometimes even these relationships could actually lead to hatred, at some level, not open hatred, but a certain despising. I've had married couples come into my office and say, I don't like this about my spouse. I guarantee you, when they were looking to get married, and they were dating for 25 times, that thing, it didn't bother them at all. How come it bothers them today? The giggle, she giggled the same way 25 years ago. Right? Right? Or he didn't know, whatever, 30 years ago, what time is 8 o'clock, what time is 9 o'clock. But when he picked you up late on the date, you appreciated his good qualities, or he appreciated her good qualities. So why now is the thing bothering? Because there's a lack of gratitude. When a person's in a great mood, a person's in a fantastic mood, they're so grateful, things don't bother them. I once mentioned this, actually, I have to be careful. My mother told me she's been listening to some of my classes, so. but I'll deal with this privately. One of the things that it was really a good thing at the time, that was a little shocking to my, I told my parents I was planning to stay in Israel, I was learning the Mir Yeshiva even longer than anticipated. So when did I tell this to my mother? I told her the day my sister got engaged. My sister's 2 years younger than me, but she did. She went out before I did, and she got engaged. But I was in such a great mood. I said, Ian, this is great. By the way, I'm staying in Israel. the next day. I'll never forget what she told me. The conversation, I didn't say the first minute. She starts for like 15 minutes on how nice the L'chaim and the Var was and how beautiful, and she's such a great mood and this. I said, this is great. This is fantastic. I'm so proud. I'm so happy. By the way, so she said to me, this is really serious, because she didn't really, looking back now, she's very happy. I say I learned in the Mir Yeshiva even longer than anticipated. But she said to me, I'm in such a good mood. Whatever you tell me, it doesn't make a difference. And we all like that. I mean, it may not be someone who's engaged. When things are going well, if we're in a fantastic mood, like, the minor things don't bother us. I'll never forget, I was dealing with somebody with anxiety issues. And I think the person had, I think it was athlete's foot, if I remember correctly. So I said, he was so stressed out about athlete's foot. So I said to the person, what's the big deal? He says, you don't understand. With all my problems, this just makes it worse. If a guy's in a great mood, athletes, it's annoying, don't get me wrong, but you can deal with it. It doesn't really bother you. So when you're in marriage, and you say, my husband, he makes a living for me. He takes out the garbage. He calls me in the middle of the day. What a great husband. He could be doing his a half hour for lunch. And every day he calls to see how I'm doing. That's fantastic. That's a mensch of a husband, right? My husband, he doesn't say anything when I don't put on makeup and when I look, whatever, right? Hey, if the fact that my husband doesn't know what a clock is, I can live with, because I appreciate all of his pluses. But guess what happens? If in 25 years of marriage you don't appreciate all those pluses, you're just used to it, you take it for granted, and then him not knowing the time it is bothers you. It bothers you because you don't have the gratitude for everything else. And it's not only a husband, it's any relationship in life. Right? I've met people, I've talked to people. I had a fantastic lunch today. It's going to be for a different drasha. I can tell you the lunch today is going to unbelievably interesting. But I'm actually very grateful. I went for lunch with one person, someone else was there, we met, very interesting. But I have met people who have lost their job. Okay, and they got a job after a year, 2 years, which were imperfect, and they were so happy. you can't even imagine the happiness. You know why? Because they have gratitude towards the job. If you're grateful for your job, you can deal with it. If you're not grateful for that job, you'll sit there and you'll harp on why I don't like this job. I don't like this. The boss doesn't say hello to me in the morning. And my office, my cubicle is too tight. And the person next to me is a blabbermouth. You meet a person who's looking for a job. I'm telling you, when they get that job with that blabbermouth, Baruch Hashem for that blabbermouth. Let her speak in my cubicle. This is great.
Why her?
Why?
Why her?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Yes.
Ask me afterwards. The point is that if a person has gratitude, A person has appreciation. Every relationship is different. It's a different galaxy. It changes everything in that sense. So Rav Volba, in his great wisdom, said that in order to bring gratitude to real life, he brought a proof from Bikurim, from the first fruits. And that is that you have to concretize it. Thinking in your heart, oh, what a nice husband, what a nice mother, what a great kid, what a nice boss, right? You walk into Pars and they get you the Bodic broccoli, the Bodic cauliflower, the Bodic spinach, and we're thankful to Pars. And as you walk out of Pars, you think in your heart, thank you, Pars. That's not bad. At least you appreciated Pars. Right? You think in your heart, Pars. But wouldn't it be better if you went over to Ram and Nadia? Thank you for getting me the Bodek. Wouldn't that change your gratitude as you enjoy your broccoli bug-free? Right? And you eat it in spiritual health and physical health. It's Bikurim teaches you, it's not enough just to think it. You gotta actually do it. And what we pointed out, that Volba says, a person every day, this is what we'll work on now, three times a day. I'm not sure how many people took a notebook and did it this past week. But again, you know, I'm taped, you can listen to me 20 times, 30 times, but I really believe a person will get a lot more out of this and a lot better bang for their buck. And therefore, the dividends are happiness in this world and the next, right? Change your relationship with Hashem in this world and the next by doing these exercises three times a day. And we mentioned to say thank you specifically three times a day to individuals who does this kindness does not mean that somebody offered us, you know, this unbelievable thing. It's for even the small things. You go to the doctor's office. Even though you pay the doctor, you say thank you and you acknowledge that it could be the nurse. It could be the doctor doesn't have good bedside manner, but the nurse is so kind and courteous. The male nurse is so kind and courteous, right? And then the female doctor is not so nice. No, it could be both ways, right? So the point is, you thank the doctor. You have a post office. The person drops off the mail. Right? You thank the person. You thank your husband for calling you during lunch. How many of us, our spouse calls us specifically to see how we're doing? Right? A relative calls us. Our brother calls us. My sister calls you. They call every other week. Do they have to call? No, they're calling to see how you're doing. Thank you. Right? Isn't that great? Isn't that important? Isn't that impressive? Right? A cousin calls. Right? Most people, they have cousins, they're very, very close, they're younger, they play together, and they move on in life. The cousin calls. Fantastic thing. Well, you can call your cousin if you haven't called. They can appreciate that also. Right. But to say thank you, if we stop in a... most of us, we get a call from a cousin, it's a good feeling, but we're not appreciative for it. Right. To say thank you. Right. To actually say thank you several times a day, three times a day. It doesn't have to be a great thing, but it has to be to stop, to be makar, appreciate the good. And if we do that, if we do that exercise, we're thinking on a train of thanking for the good, we'll appreciate the chassad and the goodness of the people around us, and then perhaps we can even get to the next level of appreciating all the kindnesses of Hashem. That was what we discussed last week. Says Rav Volba, Hakaras HaTayiv, gratitude is Hamida Shaseichel Mechayiv, one's intellect obligates a person in that. Umida Yafe, Himoy is such a precious thing, right? To be a grateful person, to be a person who has appreciation, right, to his teachers, to his friends, to his relatives, spouses, children, right, parents. Lamla Nachnu Kfoyi Toivarov. Why in general most people, right? Obviously, everyone has a certain amount of gratitude, but how many of us are really have bursting gratitude? Most people have a certain degree of kafoy toiv, of not appreciating the good. V'lam akfiyas atoiv imida mishuresh espano oy madam harishon. Even from the time of Adam harishon, from Adam, there was the idea of kafoy toiv, of denying the good that was given. Hari amru God went down and saw by the tower of Babel, this tower that Bnei Adam were building. The Bnei Adam, Rashi says over there, Mechazal Bnei HaAdam, Elu Bnei Mi, the children of man, who we think they're children of donkeys, Bnei Chamor and Gamal, children of donkeys and camels. Of course they're Bnei Adam. Elu Bnei Adam Harishon, they're the children of Adam Harishon, Shekafa Satoiva. What did Adam do? And God said, why did you eat from the fruit? He pointed at his wife. He said, this woman you gave me! You gave me this woman! Ha'isha Shenasata Imadi. God, what have you done to me? Right? Af Elu Kafa Toiva. Right. And so God, Rashi brings down this the Medrash, that these people who are building this tower in Babylonia, Tower of Babel, they're also covered. They were safe in the Mabel, and they're building a tower against God. They didn't appreciate the good that were given. They had lack of appreciation towards God. We're right now working on Kaf Kfiyas HaTov Legabe Bnei Adam, right? Because as I mentioned last week, if we can't appreciate our spouses who are in front of us, if we can't appreciate our children, if we can't appreciate our parents, if we can't appreciate our job, if we can't appreciate good neighbors, if we can't appreciate good friends, if we can't appreciate people who watch out for us, who invite us over, who take care of us, right? Who call us? And we see them. How in the world is a person going to appreciate Hashem, who is not physical? And you have to actually stop a little bit, to see Hashem. Not that much. But if you can't do it on the human beings you deal with, interact with, you're not going to appreciate Hashem. You won't. And so you have religious Jews, right? Observant Jews, walking around as ingrates. Because they didn't even start with the necessary step, which is to appreciate the people around them. Why could people be kafoy toiv? People who deny the good, don't appreciate the good that are so prevalent in each of our daily lives. Shtei tsibos, yesh na ledavar. Two primary reasons. Ha'achas hi, Musko Rishon ba'adam, Shakom muva me'elav ba'olam, v'kom agila. Our upbringing is that everything just belongs to the world, and this all belongs to me. It's my world. There's a certain egocentrism. Most people, they're self-centered at some level. They're self-centered. Sha'adam ne'elad, lo'hai slotas. Of course, when a baby is born, baby does not have das, doesn't have a serious intellect. And later, kasher nihya bar das, when it becomes more developed, a child, and it starts to get a certain intellect, havikil muva me'elav sheyatzarech lamatz shemuchlas bar v'shalom. Hayelad galo etzohar miyam rishon kasher u'oymed al daitu, humilva kichamolios ahor mitaplobo. He expects parents to feed him dinner. Right? Chaim David, does he expect to get dinner from you? I can tell you one thing.
You know, actually, the other day, I gave him his dinner, and he took a bite, and he said, wow, this is really good. I said, oh, I'm so glad you like dinner. And he said, Baruch Hashem made us a really good dinner.
This is great. That's great. But if he didn't have dinner, he probably would be shocked beyond belief.
Yes.
Right? And if somebody didn't put him to sleep, he'd be shocked beyond belief. And if you have a bed, every kid, that he expects to be taken care of. I mean, that is how every child, if they're lucky, listen, there are people who grow up in dysfunctional homes who don't have that. But in any healthy, functional home, a kid grows up with, I'm going to get dinner tonight. And when a kid gets sick, then my mommy's going to take me to the doctor, my daddy's going to take me to the doctor. Right? I mean, that is a normal world. Give what he needs. This is the way the world is. My parents, of course, they take me to eat. My parents say, go to school. This is all part of life. This is the way it's supposed to be. Right, this is the way I get clothes, I get food, I get house, I get a bathroom. All this, this is the way the world is. A person has a fundamental ego. At some level, we look at the world as everything. There's a good part to that, by the way. We're not going to assess that tonight. There's a certain amount that it's true that we should be realizing that we are the center of a world to accomplish. But the real negative of it for individuals is that they're egotistic. And therefore, if it doesn't make a difference if everyone else is okay. If I don't get my food, I'm upset. Right? Hey, if everyone's happy at the wedding and I get the bad seats and I'm put in the corner where, you know, I can't see anything, how could this be? You see everyone dancing at the wedding and you're sitting there all grumpy because what about me? Right? If all my friends in third grade have crayons, that doesn't make me happy. I don't have crayons. I'm not happy. 28 other kids have crayons. I don't have crayons. And you go crying to the teacher. Why is this happening? Right? What bothers us is our needs. That's going to bother us. So therefore, if everything in the world comes to us, this is just the way the world is created. My parents are supposed to give me dinner. Right. By the way, there's still there. I know people who are 35. They still expect their parents to pay for to pay for their dinner. Right? They live outside the house, but they're still expecting their parents to pay for their dinner. It's, of course, you're my parents. This is the way the world goes. And of course, you have to pay for my clothes. And of course, right? This is, and me? If 28 other people have this and I don't have this, right? We are self-centered. So very hard, of course. If we're used to getting things, because that's how we're normal, that's how it's supposed to be. Normal, because we're not self-sufficient until much older, right? People have little babies, I mean, they're completely helpless. Right? They're gonna, they're, of course, and even 10, 12, 13 year olds, 14 year olds, they're helpless at so many levels, that they are not able to cope with life. So of course parents are gonna provide, but that's at that level, right? A child is raised feeling that the normal part of life is it comes to me. Right? It's a child will not naturally think that dinner is hakaras hatayim because they expect dinner. Right? And quite frankly, if a parent didn't give a child dinner under normal circumstances, I would report them, and so would you. Right? If a parent starves a kid under a normal, I mean, that's not normal. Right? So the kid's normalcy is that a parent will provide dinner. It doesn't have to be a fancy dinner, it doesn't have to be, but a dinner, right? There has to be some kind of food for a kid. If a parent doesn't feed a kid, we look at that as negligence, derelict, or much worse, right? Abusive. Right? A normal parent buys a kid's clothes. That's normal. Well, if a kid grows up thinking like that, again, it doesn't have to be designer clothes. We're not talking about a kid growing up, right? But clothes. I think it's most of us view it, all of us, that a seven-year-old kid is not expected to buy his clothes. And therefore, that seven-year-old kid expects that as well. Doesn't think differently. Now, every kid has some clothes that the parents don't buy for him. They get it for a Hanukkah money, or they get it for their birthday, or whatever it may be. But the basics, for sure, is expected. That, I don't have to say thank you, because, you know, my parents, once in a while I ask my kids just to see what they say. So you're going to pay for dinner tonight. You know, like, I just want to see if they appreciate that they're getting dinner, you know? The other night, one of my daughters, you know, was fighting with her sister, so she said, "You can't go on my bed." So I said that she could go on your bed. I heard this conversation. She says to me, "But it's my bed." So I said to her, "No, it's my bed, which I let you sleep in." So it's her bed, right? It's of course it's her bed. It's her bed. That's normal. What the problem with that is that we don't appreciate that. It's something that our whole first years of life are being people who take things for granted because we expect it. And secondarily, we focus on ourselves. Just like if we don't get what we want, right? If everyone has a play date, I don't, it doesn't make a difference. We don't care. Everyone has a play date. I want the play date. That's how a kid thinks, okay? Ba'amo Rav takes a lot of work. This starting point of life, which is ubiquitous to children. Some parents are able to give a little bit of Hakaras HaTov. Because even when a kid parrots thank you, of course, it's they're parroting it. They're not, it's not from the core at that point. Nothing comes from itself. No one owes you anything in this world. Nobody owes us anything. Our parents owe us nothing. Right? They have a natural instinct to give to us. Right? Our spouses, we think my spouse has to do this. It's in the ksuba. It happens to be. He did sign that. Right? But no one owes me anything. Right? Nothing's guaranteed. As opposed to something that's expected. Imagine a kid. Oh, thank you, mommy. Thank you, Todd, every night. Thank you for this rice. I had rice 4 straight nights, but thank you. Thank you. I'm so lucky to have this rice. Thank you. Thank you for making my bed. Thank you, Tati. Thank you, Ima. Thank you, you know, thank you for taking me to the doctor. Right? Imagine a 12-year-old kid. Thank you for taking me to the dentist. Mom, thanks for taking me to the dentist. I'm so appreciative. I can tell you, I don't know, a few kids, every kid takes time. My wife and myself are busy lots of times for all kinds of things. You know, there's a limited amount of time in the day. Hey, every time someone goes to the dentist, it comes at a cost at some level. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's a fantastic thing. I want to make sure everyone has healthy teeth. Right? But really, a kid, wouldn't it be unbelievable if it realized, thank you. Right? Not a husband gets a wife flowers every Shabbos. If your husbands don't get your wives flowers, then speak to me. Yeah, I'm not saying it has to be flowers. I used to do that. I don't even do that today. There's something, if you get something, do something. So, do we appreciate that every week? Right? I mentioned a good idea, and I still think a wife should look nice for a husband when he walks in the house. I think it's a posh Jewish idea. Right? A husband should thank his wife. Thanks for you know, you have the kids, you have this, you're tired, you came back from work, put on makeup. Thank you. That's an unbelievable thing. That's appreciation. But if we take things for granted, we don't appreciate the chesed tova. People go for a walk with us every morning. So if he goes once a month, it's a treat. Oh, thank you. But that doesn't mean for you all the time. People call us. People invite us for meals. People say, hello, how are you doing? It's nice. It feels good. Realize the chesed v'toyva. This avoid nothing is, yeah, actually nothing definite, which we grew up with, and the world doesn't revolve around us. You know, no one has to do anything for us. Right? No one's forced to do anything for us. If we have that Weltanschauung, that world view, everything's chesed. We see the chesed. We appreciate the good. And from Hashem. Right? You could all baruch Hashem in this room see me. I can see all you. Thank Hashem. Right? Who said I have to see? Who said we have to hear? We have to know our heart has to be beating. Who said we have the ability to taste good food? Who said we have the ability to smell delicious things? Who said we have the ability to be able to walk, to talk, to wake up in the morning? You know, baruch Hashem. Not because of me. We have a class like this. This is fantastic. Right? This is a chesed min Hashem. Right. Who says we get in a class like this? Right. I mean, these are things we should be stopping and appreciating. To see that nothing comes. Nothing comes. I was mentioning of a couple of people from institutions here. A restaurant, a kosher store. Is that automatic? Right. It takes a lot of work, you know? A lot of work to make sure to provide for the community. That's pure. I mean, it is a communal. It's communal infrastructure, right? Who says it's going to? These things have to be there. I appreciate. If a person does that, it doesn't make a difference if it's from Atayis b'gulam Hashem from people. Alinu l'islam if you teach yourself. L'tamik kol mamish. Everything good. Everything good. Everything good that we get in this world is tova v'chesed iman. Somebody does anything good. If our husband walks in the morning and he smiles, right? If our kids clean up after themselves, he can say thank you. Miracle of miracles. Right? Anything good. We've nothing's guaranteed. Somebody brings you a small gift. What a wonderful thing. How fantastic. Hey, you go to a new place, somebody introduces, they're warm to you. And that's usually people feel that because they're out of place. Right? But how about this? Somebody comes to our place and we welcome them and we appreciate the opportunity to help our person. Right? Usually the guests feel, oh, thank you very much. How about we appreciate the guests? How about we appreciate the ability to help others? Thank you for letting me help you. I can tell you, I was once in a house in Bnei Brak. I will never forget this house. This was like, it was like unbelievable experience. You know, a friend of mine who was actually opening a kollel in Grey Neck. So he, right now in New York, so he was a chashev guy. So he was with us two. We're in this house in Bnei Brak. You had to imagine this house. This was like, I got to this house. It was like a real series. He was very, very close to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So he brought us Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I was 18 at the time. So I'm sleeping in this house. Get to the meal. He cuts the challah. He looks at us, oh, not big enough for the guests. And he gives us like bigger pieces. He wouldn't let me pour my soda. You know, let me pour it. It wasn't shtick. I want you to know one thing. He was so appreciative that we were in his house. I never had that kind of, like, to that extent, this guy was like, thank you so much for coming. Like, he really felt an honor and a privilege to have guests. In fact, this book that I read to my children today was called Dovi and the Surprise Guest. It said this little boy Dovi wants to have guests for Shabbos. Most of us, and we're good people, when we have guests, we feel we're righteous. Okay? We're doing an act of mitzvah. We're helping somebody else. And that's how we live. We helped somebody else. As opposed to thinking, thank you, you're my guest. You gave me, what an opportunity. And that difference, it's like night and day, by the way. I'm not saying a person doesn't have the feeling of thank you so much if they're not getting a great mitzvah chasorichim. But it's a different world view. Right? It's completely different. And I'm not talking about if you have the illustrious rabbi stay there or some famous person, you know. Oh, of course, if Warren Buffett stays at your house, thank you, Warren, for staying by me. Right? But if Warren Blank, who just came here for some high tech conference from Guatemala, and you don't know him, you know, most of us are like, Warren, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I'm so lucky. How lucky I am. But really, a person who has hakaras hatayiv, somebody who enables them to do good deeds, they're very appreciative. And they don't look at, not considered a little, but they really appreciate that they merited. You know, one of my favorite biographies, this book is unbelievable. I mean, Ari Levine, the Tzaddik in Our Time, that book. Anyone read that book? Say that book. It's Mamish or Musar Sefer. It's a Musar Sefer, and you see the children he had, you know, Dormer, Volyashev, of course, Rebbetzin Kanievsky is a granddaughter. I mean, look at the family, the unbelievable, right? I mean, the guy would go out Friday night, and if he can't get, he would do a jig on the streets. He felt how lucky I am. This is my guest. It didn't make a difference who the guest was. That is a person who appreciates all of the good, who appreciates the chesed. And guess what? Who do you think burns out quicker from having guests? The person who feels, oh, I'm so righteous, you know, I'm doing you a favor? Or the person who feels they're doing me a favor? Who do you think burns out quicker? I don't think I need to explain which happens. Aleinu atzalam lelem ma'is oilem adecha. We have to appreciate all the gifts that we have. Right? That nothing, no, we don't deserve anything. Nothing is for sure. We're not 4-year-olds anymore who we assume that we get dinner. Because guess what? Even 4-year-olds, if you really thought that, should jump up would jump up. Now, it happens to be, I've said this many times, I think it's a tragedy, an absolute tragedy, that parents do not make their children stand up when they walk into the house. Absolute tragedy, because when they get older, it's not the time to discipline on this. Right? My kids, I walk in, not because of me, they would stand up for myself and my wife, all of them. Right? My two-year-old knows that. Right? I mean, that should be poshut, but I don't expect my two-year-old, when he gets there, thank you, Tati, I thank you so much. He's not there. Right? But they really should be. Okay? My two-year-old, he doesn't deserve inherently anything. Of course, it's my parental responsibility. I'm not denying that. But does he deserve it? Is it intrinsically belong to him? No, it doesn't intrinsically belong to him. Right? Of course, if you bring a child in the world, the parent has a responsibility. I'm not taking that away. But for the kid himself, right? When we get older, if we appreciate that anything good, anything and everything good that comes to us from any person we meet is not guaranteed, we appreciate the chesed that it is. Right? If anything and everything that happens to us that is good doesn't belong to me, it's nothing guaranteed to me, then we can appreciate the chesed constantly. Same thing with Hashem. Afilu hachaim, life. Oh, life. Life. Visit the ICU one day. You see what young people in the ICU. Afilu hachaim, atzom, enum, uvunum, me'alav. Life, who guarantees life? So you appreciate life. Ma'is oinen adam chai, ma'is oinen amidasa, v'chigever achatayiv. Dayo chayim shenasatila. We should appreciate life that is given to us. Rashi lamis oinen adam chayim. Lama Yisraelim adam ahakiris habayisulav. What are the person kvetching so much about this and that? You have life! What? In life itself, if we stop and appreciate life, the fact that a person has athlete's foot or a noseache or doesn't get what they want always. And they just there and crying, kvetch, no, they won the lottery. Things are good. You know? If tomorrow you make $1 million and you drop your china, you're not going to worry about the china. You just made $1 million. Life's worth a lot more than $1 million. Right? What? I mean, a person who wakes up in the morning is alive. How many of us appreciate life? What do? We assume we're alive. Of course I'm alive. Of course I'm alive. It's like, yeah. One of the perks that I hate to do, but I have a curse until I have the opportunity to go to the hospitals. Okay? No, nothing's guaranteed in life. At any age, at any time, at any station, at any moment. Right? If we would appreciate life, what are you? My yisoyin adam chai. What is a person who has life complaining about? Everybody's a gift of life. The gift. Like people walk around sad of the dumbest things because they don't appreciate the gift of life. Right? A moment of life. Right? Their soup didn't come out good, so they're all upset. Right? They didn't get what they want in this area. And sometimes it's even things that they really want. I mentioned last week, Kenish Vashtay, I can't understand. You meet girls, nice, sweet girls, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. They have come from great Beisakos, some great schools, and they are taught good hashkafas. What's a good hashkafa? Right? That the best thing for a girl is, by the way, Andy, if your wife is very appreciative, yes. Right, that you let her come to this class.
That's right.
Right? And a person, you meet a 23, 24, 25, 26-year-old girl, good hashkaf, she wants to get married. So what happens is guess what? You don't always get married right away. And the girl can go on mourning, like literally, like life, mourning life. Of course, it's a good thing. Who does? Of course, the person should want to get that. The person walks on mourning. Well, appreciate life. You make the most of everything in life. If people want to have children, and as long as they don't have the children, they don't. Do you think that's what God wants? Is to sit there and mourn every day until they have a kid? Right? Person doesn't have the ideal situation. Appreciate life. It doesn't mean not to try to better life. No one's saying that, of course, but to appreciate. We appreciate all of our gifts. Happiness. How in the world is a person not happy when they're alive? If you'd understand, right? Nothing is guaranteed. Matzuchin or tell the chassidim that any good that we have to appreciate that it's a goodness and a kindness. Haisa be'emes, misrabe chiba, when somebody would do us a favor, somebody would help us in any way, form, or fashion, a spouse, like our husbands, our wives, for me, right? Thank you! No one's got, a child, a parent, a cousin that calls, a boss, somebody remembers, somebody, you know, helps you in any form, way, they give you a ride. You know, thank you so much, he gave me a lift, thank you, like, of course you give me a lift, I'm your friend, you know, you owe it to me. I give you a lift. Right? No, everything, you see the chesed, a ganze Welt von chesed, a whole world, so in the chesed yabana. It changes your whole, everything, nothing's guaranteed. Any good, kind thing, and by the way, if you're like that, it creates in the world. One of these guys I had lunch with today, he told me, if Orthodoxy would conquer the, would fix the world, right, I'd become Orthodox Jew tomorrow. So this guy didn't know what hit him, because basically I was supposed to have lunch with his friend, and he was bahashkach in the restaurant, so I think he heard more about Torah today than in the first 60 years of his life. So I said to him, I said, listen, I'm not going to tell you that Orthodoxy tomorrow is going to fix the world, but I'll tell you one thing. You do good in this world, it has a reverberate. You come to your house, have hakara sato for all the good. Not only does it increase the bond, the people want to do more good, it incentivizes it, but the people around you have that also. Every spouse, if you're very appreciative, again, 99% of the normal people in the world, if you thank you so much, then it just generates more. If you have a relationship, people like giving to people who are appreciative. People don't like giving to people who are not appreciative. But when people, you're a model, you're an ambassador for, you spread the light and the shine to other people. When you're around happy people, they bring out happiness. Right? It's contagious. Person who has a kaza that is Musab Khiba Rais Baulam Hanu Makirim Kiba Ulm Khasid, we're in a world of Khasid, Anu Chayim. Kasha Karazu Ne Alamas Mitano, Neakulam Upper, we don't have this Hakarasato. When everything comes to us and we don't get everything we like, then it's a bitter world. Right? It's an unsatisfying, right? Nobody's to that extreme, but to whatever extent it is. Right? In a tava, you don't see tava, you don't see good, you don't see chesed. God, why did you do this to me? Hashem, there's so many chesedim. Two things are missing. Hashem, why did you do this to me? I can't live. I have no strength. I can't do this. Person's depressed. Person's happy. Person despises their husband for not knowing the time of the day. Doesn't like his wife's giggle. You know, why? You don't see the hatal of the chesed, and of course everything's bitter or upsetting. The best thing is somebody told me they had a baby after years of trying, that every time the baby cries, let's say the bed, it's like 3 a.m. Oh, what a sound! You know, what a sound in the middle of the night! Baruch Hashem! Now, most, you know why? That person appreciates the chesed. Of course there was a lack, but you don't, shouldn't have need that lack. Right? A person shouldn't need lack. A person realizes the chesed. When you see the chesed, the sound is beautiful. Right? When a person's looking to get married, they don't know what time it is. Right? I'll deal with it! Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! Person has a job in the neck, little cubicle with the blabbermouth guy next to him. Right? That guy can't stop talking. Right? About the Super Bowl. What is it? With the Oakland A's or the Super Bowl, right? So I do know who's in the Super Bowl. So
Oakland A's aren't even a football team.
Right? So you appreciate that blabbermouth. You know why? I have a job. Baruch Hashem, I have a job. Your person's whole day is a different day. Person's whole galaxy is a different galaxy. We have to see a world of hatav of the chesed. Chiba of race, and that creates a world of love, of chiba, of goodness, of seeing the good and appreciating the good. This olam bar, as we do this, as we say thank you to the people every day, we have to, it's not only we say thank you, when we say thank you, we have to realize they didn't owe it to us. The post office guy did not owe me this. Even though he's a government employee. And the doctor doesn't owe me. The world does not revolve around me. Thank you. When we do the three times a day thank you, you have to stop and think, nobody owes me anything in this world. Nothing to me is guaranteed in this world. And that's how a person has to be makatov. I have to end early tonight because there's a dinner committee, but I do thank everyone for coming tonight, and we will pick up next week. If it's quick, I can take it, and not have people waiting.
Wow, no. What does that mean?
For me, the world is created. That is as far as motivating us to do great things. That's a motivational factor, and it's a true motivational factor. But as far as getting good things, being the receiver, nobody owes us anything. And if we realize that, if we appreciate that, we'll see that when everyone, and each one of us, every day has dozens of things from human beings. I'm not talking about from a rebellion show. When we stop, when we get to the level of Hashem, we're going to be like, oh, what a world! What a life! Right, but we stop in the day of human beings. Nobody owes me anything. Baruch Hashem for this. Baruch Hashem for that. Thank you for this. And if we have that, it's a different world. It's a different galaxy. Okay, thank you.